You want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. Order up!
We continue with our position by position breakdown of Major League Baseball. We are now at shortstop. It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
The top five shortstops in Major League Baseball from 5 to 1. Who you got?
Alright, so I wrote this down and then I had to rewrite it because the more I looked at it, I was like, wow, I really jacked this up. So this is what I got. At number 5, I've got Dansby Swanson. It's not just because he's a former Brave. He's an elite defender, doesn't miss games, and he walks a lot. He's on my fantasy team. I like him. Number 4 is Xander Bogaerts. Now, listen, I don't have anything to back this up. He's actually having a down year, but he's actually, in my opinion, he's a very good hitter. He's an outstanding fielder. If I was starting a team, I would not have a problem for him being my shortstop. Number 3 is an easy one for me. It's Trey Turner, and he probably would be higher on this list if he was having a better year, but the guy could run, he could slide, he could hit. He's just every year he's just one of the best hitters in the league in all of baseball, not just in shortstops. So I got Trey Turner at 3. Number 2, I got Wander Franco. 3.7 WAR, 827 OPS, 292 batting average, amazing fielder, young guy. I think his future is extremely bright with whatever team he plays for. And number 1 surprised me. It's Corey Seager. Corey Seager is the best shortstop in baseball. He's a power hitter, 1.044 OPS, 357 batting average, 2.1 WAR, World Series MVP, 3-time All-Star, NLCS MVP. I don't think he gets much better than Corey Seager. What do you got, Z? I know you're gonna have Lindor on your list.
You're actually not gonna have Lindor on this list because he's having a down year. But show me a shortstop who's having a good year. There's 2.
Correa.
217.
He's awful. Yeah. That was a joke.
No, I know it was, but the joke is the offensive production from shortstop.
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous. Trey Turner's hitting 240 something on the season.
Crazy.
So, you know, Ahmed Rosario's hitting 230. It's very difficult to find Mr. Bichette, right? He was supposed to be one of the next ones. But instead, he's just a guy. Brandon Crawford's hitting 205. So it's very difficult to go out there and say with a degree of certainty that yes, this is, you know, that this is going to be a quality player, which is why it's not that unreasonable for Lindor to be on this list. He at least has double digit home runs. He can hang his hat on something. But I mean, in terms of complete package, I'm going to go with Trey Turner at 5. The batting average isn't there. He's got 11 steals, 7 homers. It's been a rough adjustment to Philly. But the track record is there that he'll adjust and he'll do what he needs to do. Number 4, I'm going to go with Xander Bogaerts. Xander Bogaerts having a solid year. 259, 7, 23 ribbies, 6 steals. You know, OPS 741. You know, it's okay. It's not the best, but it gets the job done, you know? And in a down year, like, you can shine like that. Number three, I'm going to go with your boy Swanson, Mallory Pugh's husband. He's, you know, he's not wilting under the contract like you thought he might.
Yeah.
But he is, you know, he's solid. He's not a superstar. He's not overly spectacular, but
Dude plays every day.
He's a total package. Like, he'll give you a full and complete performance. 257, 6 homers, 742 OPS, 27 ribbies, almost a 3 WAR. He's bringing some veteran presence to a young team, and he's kind of guiding them through the wilderness. Number two is Wander Franco. 292, 827 OPS, 32 ribbies, 22 steals. Plays really good defense, a little too much of the hot dog, right? He's got a lot of mustard on that hot dog. But when you're that talented, it's not surprising that you're going to do. And number one, by far this year, is Corey Seager. Like, he's living up to his contract. He's living up to what the Rangers thought he was going to do when they got him from the Dodgers. 357, 835 ribbies, 1,044 OPS. He's slugging 629. What more can you say? It's such a level between Seager and Franco. Just from one to two is a precipitous drop. And then from two to everybody else, it is catastrophic. So, you know, shortstops in general, you got to pick up your play here. You have to pick up your play, because this is kind of embarrassing. It's kind of embarrassing that Trey Turner, with as down of a year as he's having, is able to crack this top five. But kudos to Corey Seager and Wander Franco. They are the shining lights among the dreck that is shortstop in Major League Baseball.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.